Hi everyone, this is Special K Kevin Lodge for the Black Flag Cast, and I am sitting tonight with a very special guest, Shirami Lee, of who you all might recognize as the new voice of Sailor Venus on the new Viz redub of Sailor Moon. Shirami, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I am doing very well. Would you like to begin by telling my audience a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I am an actor, voice actor, writer, producer, really anything and everything in this industry that somebody's going to give me the opportunity to do, I will do. I started acting when I was six, and then got into voiceover work when I was 7 or 8. I worked for Radio Disney. I was a DJ for Radio Disney when I was 19 while doing film and TV work all throughout that. And then when I graduated from high school, I auditioned for Funimation and I got cast in my first anime, and I've been working with them ever since. So.
Very nice. So you are as the new voice actress behind Sailor Venus, and your work with Funimation. It seems you have a great, profound interest, I would say, in anime. When did you first come into anime?
Well, I think my first experience with anime was just watching anime when I was a kid. I watched like Dragon Ball Z, Pokemon, and Sailor Moon, and that was my understanding of anime. That's all I thought anime was. And I loved those shows. I played the card game with my brother. We would go to Pokemon tournaments at like comic book conventions and stuff like that, which was really cool. But I didn't know about all of the other subgenres or all the different types of shows within anime. So I first got, I guess, exposed to that side of things and how big of, I guess, a vortex of awesomeness that anime is when I auditioned for Peach Girl at Funimation, which was my first anime audition. I got cast as Sai, the mean girl, in Peach Girl, and then that took me to my first convention, and so it was kind of like a whirlwind as far as that goes.
And chronologically, I mean, what was your first anime?
I guess my first anime would have been Pokemon to watch, Pokemon or Sailor Moon.
All right. And considering, I mean, you know, you, as you said at the panel at KatsuCon, you were a huge fan of the series. I mean, how does it feel to be one of the voice cast and, you know, one of the most prominent of the Senshi in Sailor Moon? I mean, would you say a dream come true, something beyond your expectations?
Oh, for sure. I mean, we would always talk about, at least me and other voice actresses that I knew, we would talk about the show and say, like, that was really, you know, to see women being so powerful, that was such a huge anime, and it was really what brought anime, opened the floodgates and made it mainstream so people were aware of it, and it's still like such a iconic show that it's kind of the one that started it all for us and got us our introduction into anime, and now to be able to be working on it, which we thought, you know, the show's already been dubbed, it's not going to get dubbed again, so we'd heard things about, you know, maybe a new series was coming out a couple of years ago and maybe somebody would get to work on that. But we didn't think that we would ever get the opportunity to do an uncut version of the original series, which is what we're doing now, which is amazing. And I got the audition, probably like a year ago at this time. And I auditioned for the series. I auditioned for every character, and I sent it in on an iPhone, audition, because I was on my way to a convention. And then they called back, and it was the week before my wedding. They called back and asked me to do a callback session, and I sent in a couple other auditions. I was called back for, I think, Luna and Sailor Moon. And then as I was like driving to my rehearsal dinner for my wedding, they had emailed me and asked if I would be available for a convention that they were going to announce it for AX last year, and if I was going to be able to record, and I lived in Los Angeles, and then they told me that I got cast, but they didn't tell me who I was playing until a couple weeks later. I think Char, who is the brand manager for Sailor Moon, spilled the beans when she sent me a Facebook message that said, "I really hope you like orange." And I was like, "Oh my gosh, I'm Sailor Venus. This is so cool." So yeah, it was really exciting. I mean, getting married was cool enough, and it was exciting enough, but to find out that I'm going to be working on Sailor Moon, it was a really awesome anime wedding present. So that was really cool.
Indeed. And I believe there was something about the iPhone auditions that Char said at the panel that was a rather bit amusing. Would you like to tell my audience a little bit about that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I send things in via an iPhone. And I think for Sailor Moon, when they asked me to call back, they said, you know, if you could do it a little bit better quality, that would be awesome. And I was like, yeah, no, absolutely. I think in my head, I thought, well, if I send it in on an iPhone and I don't get cast, at least I can always blame it on the iPhone. But now I'm like, you know, the biggest spokesperson for an iPhone, I guess. I don't know.
Well, I'm not so sure about that. I guess we'll have to wait for the call from Apple.
Yeah, totally.
Now, what are your thoughts, especially? I mean, there were, unlike some other characters in the original dub, Sailor Venus had many different voice actresses play her through the seasons. I mean, what are your thoughts on, you know, you're carrying that, you know, that, you know, you're carrying on the legacy of these voice actresses who came before you. And what are your thoughts on that first, if I may ask?
Well, I mean, it's a lot of pressure. And I think all of the new casts, we had talked about it before. And I've replaced other actresses. And it's not, I don't even think replaced is the right word, but, you know, carried on where they have left off because it was either years and years past and they were no longer available, or it was being dubbed by a new dubbing house, you know, whatever the case may be. So I've picked up where a lot of other actors have left off, and it's such a pressure-filled situation because obviously the first time it was done, it was popular because we're being able to do it again. And then with Sailor Moon, I think for us it was even heightened because it's such an iconic series that all of us watched and all of us knew. And we know those voice actors to be the voices of these characters. So when we were given the opportunity, it's an amazing opportunity and we were super excited. And then as soon as we thought about, oh my gosh, I'm going to have to stand in front of a mic and say these words, and I'm so scared to go to a convention, I don't want anybody to stab me or yell at me or scream at me or whatever the case may be. It was a lot of pressure, but I think when we all talked about it, and this has been my philosophy for, you know, carrying on, I definitely was inspired by what they've done before, as they've set the bar for the show, and they're a huge reason why I love it. So I listened to the Japanese before every single take that we do. We always reference the Japanese, and I, knowing the show, always have the reference of the previous American and Canadian voice actors doing the show in English. So I'm fully I love them. I think they're incredibly I feel very, very lucky and very blessed to be part of this, like, legacy of, I feel like it's a sisterhood of Sailor Venus and of Sailor Moon, the show in general. And it's a tremendous honor to be a part of that group, and to be inspired by them. And then I got cast based on what I brought to the table, be it the sound of my voice or how I sounded with the other girls. So I have to trust that the director is going to guide me in the best possible way to create the show that they were given, that they were entrusted with. So I can be inspired by them, but I also have to give my own take on it. Otherwise, it just sounds like, you know, a ripoff of what they've already done. And I don't want to do that to them. I mean, I'm not them. So I have to make it make it my own a little bit.
Indeed. And I mean, especially on, I mean, and this is something that really the hardcore Moonies seem to get, like, you know, really buckled down on, is you have to sound like Venus. And I mean, considering it's a little bit different, you know, versus Jupiter, who was voiced by someone constantly, Artemis, who was voiced by someone constantly, Luna, who was voiced by someone constantly. What was it like? I mean, you know, how did you kind of come to the balance of, you know, what Venus should sound like?
Well, I mean, it wasn't really a decision that I necessarily made. I sent in the initial audition for her, and then when I walked into the studio, I had never done a callback for that character, so I didn't know what direction they wanted to take Venus. I know that I had asked them, I know in the original, or at least one of them, they had an accent, kind of like a sort of like a Valley Girl kind of thing for Venus. And I understood why.